So you've all heard the phrase, stop and smell the roses. How many of you have done that recently? Not enough. Not enough. So I came prepared with roses from my yard. So if you haven't a chance, and part of it, you know, I love having roses. And about a week ago, I was, here we got, a couple we can pass around here. So just take a stop and smell the roses, take a moment. I was eating lunch out on our patio, and we have a table and an umbrella, and I was sitting in the shade, and this one rose just sort of leaned over my shoulder as I was eating lunch, and I just, and bathing in that fragrance as I was eating lunch. It was just a delightful, beautiful, beautiful time. And I wanted just, it was such a blessing. And there's beauty all over the place. There's beauty all around us, but so many times we don't take the time to enjoy it, to stop and to envelop ourselves in it, because we're in such a hurry. You know, we've got our lists and our tasks. We've got our smartphones that, you know, have us reminding this and that, and emails coming in and texts and all those things. And it's easy to miss those moments of blessing, those moments of peace, those moments of joy that are available to us all the time, the beauty that is there for us. And we have this phrase, Gretchen mentioned it in the meditation, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I like to spell I this way, with the letter I, that when we experience beauty, it's not because there's something beautiful, it's because there's something in us that is connected to beauty. The only way that we can experience that is because we have that sense of beauty. I was talking to somebody between service, and they said they have someone that they know who's always doing all this work on the outer beauty, and I said, it's probably because there's not that sense of inner beauty, because if you've got that inner beauty, you don't worry about what the outer looks like, because you're living from that place of peace. And even physiologically, you know, we don't see what's out there. The way that our seeing works is that light bounces off things, it goes into our eyeballs, registers on the back of the eyeball, gets transformed into nerve messages that go to the brain and are processed. And so seeing is all here. None of it's out there. What we see, what we hear is all how we're processing it inside of ourselves. That's why two people can see the same thing and have completely different experiences, or hear the same thing and experience something completely different, because it's not about what's out there, it's how we process it in here. And so if we want to have that sense of beauty, that feeling of beauty in our lives, we have to cultivate that beauty of spirit. Because once we have that, then we'll see the beauty of life at work everywhere in our lives. So if you've been to Hawaii, or you've probably heard about, at least, they have what they call the Aloha Spirit. It's even built into their state law, defining what Aloha is. And it's more than just a hello or a goodbye. What it really is about is a sense of connection. Because what the word Aloha means, it's about face, alo and ha, the breath. It's about being face to face with someone, breathing with them, knowing that you're breathing the same air that's all around the planet, that you're connected. It's not just about a physical presence, it's about a spiritual connection in oneness, and the sense of peace, the sense of love that comes out of knowing that. That's what the Aloha Spirit is about. And of course, we don't need to go to the state of Hawaii to get that. It's a state of mind, it's a state of consciousness that we can have wherever we are in life. So I want you to have this sense of that connection to Aloha, and know that you can bring that to wherever you are, whatever's going on. And sometimes when we talk about beauty, we'll sometimes use that someone will rave about someone's beauty. So R-A-V-E is going to be what I hope to help you hang these things on today. So the R stands for remember times of beauty. We've all had experience, we've all had moments where we touched something that was beautiful, that we just felt that sense of in our lives. And so we're not going back to it to try to get back to it, but to take that energy of remembering and bring it into this moment now, because the present moment now is the only moment that we have to enjoy anything, to experience anything. So we don't want to look back to it with a sense of longing, but look back to a sense to bring that energy forward into this moment so that we can celebrate that feeling of beauty and experience it again in our lives. Because again, if we're thinking that someone else is going to give us the answer then we're going to miss it. It's really about that connection. There's a story about a couple that was in Hawaii, and they had heard that sometimes it's pronounced Hawaii and sometimes Hawaii. And so they saw this guy who looked like a local, and they said, tell us, how do you pronounce it? Is it Hawaii or Hawaii? And he says, it's Hawaii. And she said, thank you. And he said, you're welcome. So everybody has their own point of view. We need to each cultivate that sense of beauty and know that, again, we can bring it into this moment and bask in those previous experiences of beauty, and then also be aware of beauty in the moment. Beauty in the moment. I found some wonderful Rumi quotes that go with my lesson today. So here's the first one. Everything in the universe is a pitcher brimming with wisdom and beauty. And what he's saying with that is that anything that happens, any person that comes into your life, we have the opportunity to look at that experience as an opportunity to experience more of God's wisdom and God's beauty. Now, it may not look like that to begin with. It may not look like an opportunity of beauty, but if we have that attitude, if we have that expectation, in fact, what I invite you to do is to set your mind to detect and to acknowledge beauty. And whatever happens, whatever somebody says, invite yourself to take on that assignment. I'm going to detect the beauty in here. Because you may be the only one who has that intention, but if you have that intention, you will find a revelation working in your mind and heart that shows you that beauty is present and beauty is at work in your life. Right now, right now. I was reading recently some stories about Harry Houdini, the great magician and escape artist. He had a reputation for being able to escape from anything and had wonderful adventures with that. And there was a bank, I believe it was in New York City, that had gotten a new vault that they had been promised by the manufacturer was burglar-proof. And so they challenged Harry Houdini to be locked into the vault and to get out in 3 minutes. And he took that challenge. And so before he would go in, they'd always check him to see that he didn't have any tools or anything hidden anywhere. But he also had a practice that before he would do any of his escape tricks, he would always say, well, this may be the last time that I see my wife, so I'd like to have a goodbye kiss. And in that goodbye kiss, she would have a piece of wire in her mouth that she would transfer to him when they kissed so that he would have a tool when he was inside trying to escape. So they put him in the vault, and he's in there on the inside trying to open this lock. And he's trying to open this lock, and he can't do it. And he's getting frustrated. He says, I've always made it. So trying to open the lock, trying to open the lock. Can't do it. And after, it's nearly 3 minutes now for the challenge, and he's just at that point of giving up. And he leans against the door, and it opens. It wasn't locked. How many times are we in an experience that we think, oh, this is not going to work. This is not going to be good. And we give up. Because that's what we think. But if we just lean into it with that sense of that presence of God, with that power of God available to just lean into it. So here's this person that comes, they're doing this. Rather than avoiding it, think, oh, there's something wrong with them. Lean into it with that expectation that I can find the beauty in this. That it's a picture brimming with wisdom and beauty available if I'm willing to look for it, if I'm willing to go for it in my own life. I also chose this background here because it has a couple of kayaks on it, and that's what I was doing last weekend instead of being here with you. I was up at Big Bear Lake, and our neighbors have a kayak that her mother gave to them years ago. It's been sitting in their garage, up in the ceiling of their garage. They've never used it. And so we were talking about going up to Big Bear and kayak, and he said, well, take our kayak. So we did. And so Friday I spent an hour and a half or so just out on Big Bear Lake. And then the next day I took Meredith out and our daughter-in-law for rides on the lake. And it was just gorgeous. I was thinking of John Denver's song, Sunshine. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. And it was just one of those moments of just beauty and enjoying that experience. And so we need to recognize that wherever we are, those experiences are available to us. And just lean into it, and God will reveal the blessings that are there for you. Oh, the other thing that sort of goes along with our Hawaii scene, someone said that it was sort of ironic that on the island of Hawaii, they have interstate highways. Not going to work. So remember times of beauty, be aware of times of beauty, and then have a vision of beauty. Again, we don't need to go to Hawaii to have beauty. It's everywhere. And I was thinking as I was preparing this lesson about the city of Washington, D.C. Where the city is originally was a swamp. I can just imagine somebody standing at the edge of the swamp saying, I envision a big city here with a monument to Washington. And the people are going, you are nuts. It's a swamp. But that architect had a vision of the streets and how it all be laid out and everything. And they filled it in and they built that beautiful city there. And what that says to me is that we may be facing a situation again where it looks like it's just a swamp. We're going to get stuck in that and it's not going to work out. But if we have a vision of beauty, there's a way that Spirit can work through us to bring forth something different. And the key is that we have to know not just what is present, but what is possible. Because what's present may not look like much. But if we know what's possible, and with God, all things are possible, we can live from that vision and bring forth beauty where before there wasn't any in evidence. It's there for us to bring forth in our lives. Here's the way that Rumi put it. The ground's generosity takes in our compost, and that's his polite word for it, and grows beauty. Try to be more like the ground. So life is going to throw you compost, right? But what you do with it makes all the difference in the world. And if you have a vision of beauty, if you have a vision of possibilities, if you have a vision of the power of transformation, then you can bring forth beauty in anything. In any circumstance, in any situation, in any relationship, because you know that beauty, if you know that you're connected with it, that it's inside of you, you can bring it forth no matter what the circumstance is. And so that's the gift that we have, is to do that. And I remember a couple weeks ago I had a vision, an image in meditation. I was looking at a situation and it was all burnt and parched. And I was focusing on what was wrong with it and why it wasn't beautiful and all that. But in a moment, my vision shifted and I saw behind it was this beautiful green and lush environment that it was in. And I saw I'd been focusing on this thing that I didn't want and had not seen all this gorgeous beauty that was behind it. And I thought to myself, how many other times in life am I dealing with a situation or person and I'm focused on, what I don't like, and forget that there's this wonderful kingdom of God, this living presence of life and joy and beauty and love and abundance that's always there, that's always available, but I'm focusing on this part of it. So keep opening up that perspective of vision, and the key is to meditate on beauty, to meditate on love, to meditate on joy, to meditate on those gifts of Spirit. So that's what's filling your mind, that's what's filling your vision, so that you're able to see beyond what might look like it's not what you want, and see that there's this greater realm of blessing that's there for you. So remember times of beauty, be aware of times of beauty, have a vision for beauty, and then express beauty right where you are. Again, from Rumi, he says, that which God said to the rose and caused it to laugh into full-blown beauty, he said to my heart and made it 100 times more beautiful. So as we open ourselves to that presence of Spirit, it will help us see that there's beauty that we can express in our lives as well. And again, the key is to express it, to testify to the beauty that is within us and around us, and to acknowledge that we live in a culture that's focused on cynicism and sarcasm and satire. But those things really aren't uplifting. They're not really fulfilling. They're not really nurturing to our souls and the souls of others. And so rather than be witty, we can be a witness to the beauty, to the love, to the joy, to the peace that is there, and to express that in our lives, to lift up that sense of beauty, and to not try to be clever, but try to be clear about who and what we are. And thinking of this aloha, again, not as the state of Hawaii, but a state of mind, a state of consciousness from which we can know that we're established in and from which then we can live out into our lives today. There's another Rumi quote. It was longer, so I didn't put it on the screen. And again, it talks about how we can start out thinking that, again, there's not a blessing there. It says, today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down the dulcimer. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are 100 ways to kneel and kiss the ground. And what this says to me is this, is that it's not just about how we wake up in the morning, but how we wake up in any experience, in any situation. We can wake up and be disappointed, be discouraged, feel like there's nothing there in it for us that's going to be a blessing. And rather than thinking that I need to know more about it so that I can fix the situation, connect with he uses the image of a dulcimer to make music, but again, what is it that brings joy, that brings beauty, that brings life, that brings love into our souls, into our experience? Connect with that and be that, give that gift to yourself and give it to others. And he says, then he uses the image at the end, that there are 100 ways to kneel and kiss the ground. He's talking about prayer. How do we pray? How do we acknowledge that presence of God in our lives? There's hundreds of ways, thousands, there's infinite number of ways to do that. To make that sense of saying, all right, God, I'm giving myself to your greater presence in this moment. I'm letting go into your life. I'm letting go into your blessing and joy so that after prayer, I rise up as an expression of that which I was looking for. Because as I give myself to God, then we're connected with it. And then we can bring it into our lives in a greater way. So this brings us to our scripture from Psalm 90. One of the interesting things about Psalms is that as you read them, they change the focus of whether the psalmist is talking about himself or talking about others or talking about God, and go back and forth in the same psalm a couple times. So in this verse, it starts out, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. So it's as if it's talking to a group of people. And remember that the Lord in capital letters is the I am. So let the beauty of the I am our God be upon us. And so it's about that awareness of that presence of God being the one reality, that one peace that's with us in every moment. It's resting on us. It's resting in us. It's working through us when we let it. And he says, and then the next part is to God, establish thou the work of our hands for us. What is that saying? So that as we're doing something, it's not just with our own creativity and our own initiative, our own ingenuity. There's a spirit of God, the spirit of beauty, the spirit of love that wants to work through us. And so we want to see that that's what's establishing the blessing. That's what's working through us. That's what's making the difference. And so if we know that we're connected to God, if we know that we're connected to beauty, then we can let it work through us in our lives. So here's the gist of it here. Look for the beautiful and express the beauty of spirit. In your life, right where you are, whatever you're facing, whatever's going on, whatever other people are doing, look for that presence of God's beauty in the midst of your life and give expression to it right where you are. Emerson talked about how to live life. And he said this, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty and to find the best in others, to leave the world a little bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, that is to have succeeded. And so we have this beauty of God that's available to us that we certainly need to experience more of in the world. It's there for us. That Aloha spirit is there for us so that we can live in it, but also to live as it, to express it in our lives in a greater way, to gather that beauty from the past experiences, from the present, to have a vision for the possibilities of that beauty coming into greater expression, and to live it in every moment. So here's our affirmation. From the presence of God, I bring forth beauty. Let's say that together. From the presence of God, I bring forth beauty. And again, from the presence of God, I bring forth beauty. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for the vibrant energy of your presence that is within us and around us. May we know and see and feel and experience Your beauty, your order, your peace, your joy, the harmony of your love at work in every part of our lives. And may from that experience, from that knowing, may we live again in that larger way, knowing that your presence is with us and establishing a blessing through us, a blessing of that beauty of the Aloha Spirit in every moment. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.